Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Indeed, indeed. It's that time of the week where we talk about the dak leaf.
All right.
Kia ora. Kia ora, Chris. How's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Hi, John.
Hi, Chris. I've got a question for you.
Cool.
Okay, so obviously it's announced that there's going to be a referendum pretty much at the end of this three-year election.
That's right, yeah.
Or government. But before that, are there going to be any moves on the legalization or softening drug laws around medicinal cannabis? Will that come first before
yes.
the out-and-out
yeah,
legalization?
Yeah, they're two different things, and they're both going to happen. So what we have is the... So just after the last show last week, we had the government was announced. And it was only a week ago. It's like,
I was just like, have we done a marijuana media since then?
We're on Trump time. It's like a week is a very long time. So on Saturday, it was kind of revealed what was in the Green Agreement, or kind of leaked a little bit, but that was only properly revealed yesterday. And what they've got is three kind of things that relate to cannabis. Increased funding for alcohol and drug addiction services. Very good. Don't think anyone could argue with that. They're totally underfunded.
Let's take the ambulance from the bottom of the cliff.
Exactly. It does raise that question of where the funding comes from, of course. Should it come from savings and law enforcement?
What about the selling of the DAC?
Possibly. But even if you think, well, enforcing cannabis laws, they spend $300 million a year through our prisons and police and courts.
Let me just check out holy shit on that.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you saved a little bit there, you could put it into alcohol and drug addiction treatment, which the studies that have been done overseas, they show that a dollar invested there is seven times more effective. So, you know, definitely where you want to be putting it. The next one is treating drug use as a health issue. That's, of course, been normal policy for a very long time. It's something we've been advocating for a very long time. Also, you've got to think, well, what's the unstated part of that? If you're treating it as a health issue, that means you're not treating it as a criminal issue. Right, so that kind of implies that maybe we might make some moves towards a Portugal-type system, which is something that the Drug Foundation is advocating, where instead of, so even if you don't change the law and the police are still kind of coming into contact with you, instead of arresting you and putting you before the courts, they say, here's an appointment before this little panel of counsellors. And that panel of counsellors very quickly work out, you know, within minutes, 95% of people, no issues, go away. The others, maybe we can help you. So you could end up with that kind of thing happening, even without a change of law.
This is in the short term?
This is in the over the next year or two. You could do that anytime. The referendum on legalising personal use of cannabis at or by the 2020 general election.
That just feels too long. That's two human years away. I don't know how many dog years it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I know. Think of the dogs. Yeah, it is a while away, and if we come back to that 300 million a year that they spend, that's 10,000 people getting arrested, 300 million, it's 3 years away for the referendum, then it will take about another 2 years to pass any law from that. So you're talking 5 years, so you're talking 50,000 people being arrested, $1.5 billion being spent before we can actually legalise it, assuming this referendum passes. But just before we come back to that, there's one other thing that was unspoken, coming back to your question as well, that the thing that isn't in the Greens Agreement is the medical cannabis. Mm. It's not there. And that's because they didn't need it, because Labor had already agreed to it. And they have had that question put to them. I think it was on The Nation or something, and then again yesterday by the news media. And you know, Jacinda Ardern has reaffirmed multiple times they will have legislation introduced within the first 100 days. We don't know what that is, though.
As different places around the world have legalised medicinal cannabis, hasn't just the general approach to cannabis softened completely? You know, like in California, etc. You know, where it does become a lot more prevalent in public, and then therefore people don't really seem to bat an eyelid when it's present, and the cops perhaps aren't policing it quite as hard.
Usage goes down when it becomes legal. So
yeah, that's
right. Just like the bottom line, really. So if you want to stop people from smoking weed, make it available. Lol.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the police have gone around arresting the Green Fairies, the people that are supplying medical cannabis, you know, at no cost or no profit to patients. So they're kind of not getting the message that they should back off. They're actually choosing to make all these arrests. And when they find out it's medical, they're not backing off. They're proceeding with it. So, you know, that was under the previous government. You might find a change there. Peru just legalized medical cannabis yesterday. So, you know, it is all happening around the world.
Peru.
Yeah, good on Peru. They're coming here for the soccer, of course. So anyone who's into cannabis, you've got to be supporting Peru at that game.
Fair enough. Are they playing us, though?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
I know, conflict. But under the previous government, they were pursuing a pharmaceutical version of medical cannabis. So we were never going to end up with a California-type model. We were going to end up with just kind of more of the same, where it's these very expensive, hard-to-get products that aren't able to be made here because the law prohibits it. They can only be imported. It's only a doctor that can do it, and it's very, very difficult. And it was these tiny changes that really didn't amount to much under the previous government. So we could see some really big changes there if they just treat it like a herb rather than a pharmaceutical.
If I wanted to say the medical thing, because that's obviously going to be the first one, let's say I've got something and I need medical cannabis, right? Will people be able to like sort of grow their own rather than bothering all these products and stuff? Or does it have to be like, do they have to grow something? Obviously it has to be of a standard.
But that's what we're pushing for, and now is the time to push it, because Labor themselves, I don't think, know. They were very vague on this. All they had was this line about, we're going to legalize medical cannabis in the first 100 days, and they've stuck to that, and they haven't elaborated on what that means.
Where do we get the weeds from?
Yeah, so it might be that they're pointing to Damien O'Connor's bill, and if so, that's virtually no change whatsoever. That bill was actually made redundant early this year when Peter Dunn made a change to a regulation, so that wouldn't make much sense, and that doesn't make much difference in terms of only having pharmaceutical products. If they're pointing to Julianne Genta's bill, which I hope they are, that would allow patients to grow their own. It would allow them to nominate people if they can't do it for themselves. They
Julianne's
can nominate
dimed.
Someone else.
She's dimed. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah. And she's Associate Minister of Health now. Now, what is slightly unclear, we don't know at this stage. I'm picking she will be given drug policy, because the Associate Minister of Health, who isn't part of the main governing party, has been in charge of drug policy ever since Jim Anderton and then Peter Dunn. Politically, it works for them to not have a kind of contentious issue being fronted by their own person and kind of have this other guy doing it, other woman. And so I'm picking it still will be Julianne Genta, but at this stage, it could be David Clark, who is the Minister of Health, the main minister. If that's the case, that's still awesome.
Okay.
He's really onto it and clued up about these issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be a lot better. We'll get a lot more progress if it's Julianne Genta, and she'll have her own bill that she's got to steer through Parliament that is going to solve all these issues that we're talking about.
She's rad. She was at that one of those marches that I went to, the medical cannabis march.
Mm.
She got a great bloody speech, and I was like, actually, good on you. You know?
That's right.
That's rad.
That's right. So anyway, we don't know exactly what Labor are talking about, but as I say, I don't think they quite know. They've given themselves 100 days to put the legislation in. Now is the time to be lobbying them and to be suggesting to them what we think that should be, and that pharmaceutical route of having expensive, hard-to-get products is not what we want.
That's exactly where, that's sort of the problem with pharmaceutical drugs. You're mostly paying this overhead for people making money, and it's like, that's the worst case scenario. Let's try and... I think inevitably it's going to slip into that trap, but it'd be cool if you could just grow your own deck as well.
Exactly.
Hey.
Yeah. And that might be what the referendum is. So again, we don't know what that question's going to be. Now, the Green Agreement says a referendum about legalising personal use, but I don't think that will be the exact words, so we don't quite know. It sounds like we might have a multi-stage process, a little bit like the flag one, where there's a round of public input and some sort of expert analysis will be whittled down to a shortlist, and then maybe there's a first vote. I'm picking, potentially, that might be held during the local body elections. Or you could do a postal one, but you kind of get low... input into those.
Right.
And I think after the flag referendum, people are very conscious of these referendums being a waste of money and
true,
time.
True, true.
So I think they'll want to do it during the local body one, so it doesn't cost any extra money. Then you have a public buy-in and go, that's the one we're into.
Oh,
and then you go the yes or no.
On referendums, eh? Everyone's like, fucking referendum.
Yeah, it does seem like a little bit of a waste of time.
Thanks,
but
John.
Not
you, John.
The good thing about it is it kind of puts the decision back to the people instead of these politicians who don't seem capable of actually showing leadership on it.
This is obviously a public health issue and something which has an effect on, you know, people's lifestyles, you know, with criminal convictions and, you know, waste of police resource as opposed to a flag, which, I mean,
it's
a symbol,
isn't it?
But it seems like it carries a lot more weight than a trivial flag. Not that I'm not proud of the New Zealand flag or anything like that.
Oh, come on, New Zealand, go the All Blacks, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, man.
Should we?
The laser beam Kiwi guy. That was my vote.
I thought it would be nice to end on now Prime Minister saying something sensible, because I feel like it's been a long time since our Prime Minister said something sensible.
Right on.
Sinead asks, what are your views around cannabis legislation?
Sinead, yeah, that one comes up a lot, and I can absolutely see why. It's a conscience vote, so we can all vote individually on that issue. But where I sit on this, you know, I don't want to see, you know, young people in particular criminalised for this. You know, I don't think anyone should be serving a sentence in prison for smoking cannabis. I don't think that's a good response. Actually, the Law Commission has said, let's do things differently. They've said, instead of using the criminal justice system, let's use the health system. So if we see people who are using, let's try and get them into programs that assist. Big concern that I have is I grew up around young people who, you know, when their brains were still developing, when they were 14, 15, were smoking cannabis, and I saw the effect it had on them. Mm-hmm. I saw kids who used to be the smartest kids in maths, suddenly they, you know, they just weren't engaging in school. Mm-hmm. They weren't the same. So for me, it's about trying to make sure we get that balance right, not criminalising, but making sure that we respond and we protect our kids. Mm-hmm. So that's where I sit on it.